A winter storm has caused major highway closures in eastern Colorado, including Interstate 70 and 76, because of whiteout conditions and high wind warnings. The National Weather Service advises against driving in the affected areas. The storm also affected Denver International Airport, with 120 departing and arriving flights canceled and 707 departing and arriving flights delayed. The Colorado Department of Transportation advised over Twitter that drivers should plan ahead as icy, snow-packed areas continue throughout Colorado during the evening commute. Blizzard conditions continue with high winds and blowing snow in northern eastern Colorado. The Colorado Air Quality Control Commission is holding 3 days of hearings this week to define its plan to reduce ozone emissions in the state. The hearings will include public input before the commission votes on whether to submit the plan to the Environmental Protection Agency for approval. The environmental advocates say the plan does not move quickly or aggressively enough to address the state's poor air quality. The commission is expected to vote on the plan on Friday. In September, EPA regulators reclassified Colorado's Front Range as a severe violator of federal air quality standards. Denver continues to prepare to receive asylum seekers with no place to go. Juanita Hurtado from KGNU has more.
An unexpected, self-funded influx of migrants has prompted Denver to open emergency shelters, some of them including churches and homeless shelters. City officials began operating the shelters last week after a bus with 100 migrants abruptly arrived in the city. According to the Denver Post, 50 to 100 migrants have been arriving in Denver every day, and over 600 have arrived in recent months. Most of the migrants are Venezuelan, looking to escape the situation their country is experiencing, ranging from political persecution to humanitarian crisis. Many are facing the Title 42 policy that makes them unable to seek asylum within the limits of the U.S. without a sponsor, and have looked for other ways to enter the country. Denver is expecting more migrants in the months to come, and is partnering with non-profit organizations like Annunciation House to meet the needs of the upcoming migrants. Denver shelters are also asking for donations and volunteers. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
A celebratory crowd gathered to watch President Joe Biden sign the Respect for Marriage Act into law yesterday. The new law explicitly protects the right of same-gender and interracial couple to marry and have their marriages recognized nationwide. President Biden said at the event, "This law and the Love It Defense strikes a blow against hate in all its forms." Environmental advocates are asking the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, to revoke the permits for the Uinta Railway. In addition, environmental activists were in Washington, D.C. to deliver formal letters signed by 750 organizations opposing the efforts to include harmful fossil fuel provisions in the upcoming legislation. The 88-mile railroad would connect oil fields in northern eastern Utah to existing rail lines, allowing for more crude oil to travel by rail across Utah and Colorado. A coalition of activists called Stop the Uinta Basin Railway led a national day of action on Saturday. Organizers worried derailments would cause devastating spills along the Colorado River and on indigenous land. If built, up to 10 trains with 110 rail cars could carry crude oil along the route every day. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Aspen Public Radio, Haley Zender has more.
An environmental impact statement predicts up to 350,000 barrels of crude oil would travel along the new railroad in northeast Utah every day. Jonathan Godis, the mayor of Glenwood Springs, criticized the limited scope of the study at a protest on Saturday.
The impacts were only considered on the 88 miles from the spot where they're extracting the oil to the main line. They didn't look at any of the other impacts from that point to the Gulf of Mexico, truly.
Glenwood Springs is one of 10 counties and municipalities in Colorado that signed an amicus brief requesting a court overturn the railway's approval. Protesters hope Vilsack will use his authority to stop the project. Hallie Zander, Aspen Public Radio News.
the United States Army Corps of Engineers has approved a 404 permit allowing the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District to build two reservoirs for the Northern Integrated Supply Project. Eliza Palazzo from KGNU has more.
The stated objective of the Northern Integrated Supply Project is to supply 15 water providers with a combined 40,000 acre-feet of water yearly for communities along Colorado's Northern Front Range, including Erie, Lafayette, Fort Collins, Loveland, Docano, Frederick, and Firestone. A 404 permit, titled under a section of the Federal Clean Water Act, is an authorization issued by the Corps of Engineers that will allow for the discharge of dredged or fill material into all waters of the United States, including wetlands. Environmental groups and activists have met the project with resistance throughout its planning history, with the group Save the Pooter issuing a statement on Friday saying they plan on filing a lawsuit in response to the federal approval. In regards to other permits and site plan applications, Save the Pooter and other environmental groups are currently suing the Larimer County Commissioners, the City of Fort Collins, and Northern Integrated Supply Project in two other lawsuits. The Corps of Engineers' issuance of the permit is the final approval for Northern Water to start the project, which Northern Water has been planning for almost 20 years and estimates will cost $2 billion. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
It's going to be a cold day across the Front Range today. Here in Boulder, we're going to see temperatures in the high of 37 and a low of 21, and there's a current temperature of 24 degrees. There's going to be wind gusts up to 14 miles per hour, and cloudy conditions will continue all day. In Fort Collins, we're going to see a high of 37 and a low of 22, with a current temperature of 28 degrees, and windy conditions are expected around 9 in the morning today. And in Denver, we're going to see a high of 39 and a low of 17, with a current temperature of 20 degrees, and cloudy conditions will continue all day with wind gusts up to 9 miles per hour. And these were your morning headlines for KGNU. I am Luis Licon.